I still have this weird mental time warp that, when I discovered the monkeys and the beetles, at the time I discovered them, they seemed older to me than, say, Depeche Mode and Erasure do to me
Yes, and
today,
yet.
even though I discovered them when I was like eight.
So my stat that I think I mentioned on Twitter is that we are as far away from the release of Nevermind by Nirvana as when I was in high school, I was away from Revolver. Deep time is getting pretty goddamn deep now, let me tell you.
Time keeps on slipping
Talk about
into the
42.
future.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh.
Ah!
Oh
It's a
God.
cat.
Hey, podcast listeners, you may not be aware that our shouts of delight are because we see a cat sitting in a sink.
Cats in sinks!
Steve, you are with us.
Where else would I be?
All right, good.
Hang on, I gotta adjust my mic volume here. I
All
assume
right.
I sound kind of quiet.
Yeah, you sound okay.
You sound perfectly fine to me.
Yeah,
oh, I do? But you prefer that I be quiet, right?
Yes, actually.
Turn it down.
I'd like
Steve.
To get a word in
Quieter.
edgewise
tonight. Nice.
Quieter.
All right, fine. I'll leave it as is.
All right.
I was dorking around with my Yeti yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's leave that one alone.
Well,
my mom once caught me dorking around with my Yeti, and boy, yeah. That was an embarrassing night, I tell
you. Wait, my mom caught you dorking around
with
me?
I mean, I guessed from the cat in the sink that you might be a furry, so that's,
Cats in sinks!
Cats in sinks. All right.
I'm so recording.
I bet you are.
I am.
But I win the bet.
I didn't bet with you.
Well, I win the bet with the universe.
It would have been stupid.
I made an open bet
recording.
To anyone who would take it.
The only way to win is not to play.
That's our next. That's our next episode. In fact,
made a bet with the universe.
All right.
Oh.
Are you doing some bard work there, Kachka?
Yes.
Me.
All right. Although as he's electrocuting himself, he looks distressingly like Michael Palin.
Mm. Well, there is
like,
that.
He looks like he's about to say, "The car!
Revenge!
The car! The car! Around the world in 80 days!
It's... And other things said by Michael Palin.
Yes.
Or the titles of things done by Michael Palin.
This movie has actually made me rethink my feelings about Denzel Washington.
Wow.
No, for a guy who's a very good actor, he has made a lot of shit for the past 15 years.
I do wonder what percentage of his career has been spent on making movies about modes of transportation.
Yep.
Submarines, airplanes.
Yep. Trains.
Trains.
Yep. He needs to do a car movie.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Denzel Washington in Segway, the movie.
Parachuting. Hang gliding.
Yep. Denzel Washington is trolley driver.
Don't get on that trolley, man. You don't tell me what to do.
Denzel Washington in Vespa. He's a cop.
On a scooter. Chris Pine plays the young moped riding cop who is challenging his authority.
It's no Roman holiday for Denzel Washington in Vespa.
Vespa 2, Vespa harder.
I almost forgot what your eyes look like. Two piss holes in the snow.
I keep dreaming, you maniac.
Even great men have to pee.
Oh, there you go.
Jerry Stiller. That's a great line. Who are you? I don't seem to remember you.
Never say you're sorry, kid. Someone might come back here and hit you in your damn nose.
Anything else before we go, Phil?
I have a nice little Robert Shaw story, though it's not mine.
But you have it.
I have it. It's from a different podcast. If you get a chance, download the Greg Proops Film Club, because they did the taking of Pelham 123 not too long ago, and Apparently, while he was on the set of Taking to Pelham 1-2-3, this is when Robert Shaw got the script for Jaws. And he didn't want to do the movie because he had no idea who the director was. And he kept calling it the fish movie. And there's Greg Proops does very he does a very good Robert Shaw impersonator. They want to make me do the fish movie, and so I very much recommend that.
That's another
listening
thing
to that podcast. It's a very good podcast to begin with, but it's a very funny story. The Robert Shaw getting the script for Jaws.
That's another thing these movies have in common: actors who were in Jaws movies.
No, you're not. And Michael Caine as Hoagie. You know, Michael Caine couldn't collect his Oscar.
His first Oscar,
he for Hannah and Her Sisters, right? Because
he was shooting
Jaws the Revenge.
Yep,
oh, man. dude.
Another revenge film, though, I should point out.
Yeah,
definitely a career trajectory for him.
Yeah, and I remember
get Jaws.
There's an interview with Caine
on his agent.
There's an interview with Michael Caine where they ask about him being in, I think, Jaws the Revenge. And what he remembers of it. And he said, I have a very nice large kitchen in one of my houses that it paid for. All right. So that's what he thinks of it, is that I got this kitchen. So there you go. Done. Paid for.
That's Michael revenge. Caine.
Michael Caine.
Don't throw the bloody fish at me.
You're a big man, but you're in bad shape.
So we'll be doing the Jaws movie club, right? Yeah,
just watch the first one and pretend that the other ones never happened.
We're going to watch Jaws the Revenge. We're going to watch Leonard Part 6. We're going to watch lots of really bad 80s movies next, right?
Oh, man, if you really want a bad evening of movies, watch Jaws 3D, but not in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did one evening, and that is an evening I'm not getting back.
Yeah. Wow.
Lou Gossett Jr. almost couldn't accept his Academy Award because, well, anyway.
Well,
one good thing came out of all of this.
We have a new theme song. Yeah. That's what came out of it.
Those two covers of the Get Carter theme, by the way, were by, there's a very sparse version by the Human League.
Oh, wow.
On their Dare album, the same one with Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Huh.
That opens side two, and it's pretty good. It's just, a very lone synthesizer doing the zither line from... from the opening. And then Stereolab does a very serviceable full version that I think shows up on one of their compilation albums. It's quite good.
I will track both down.
That's good knowledge, Steve.
It's good knowledge. I got it.
Good for you.
Now you got it too.
Now we got it. All right, thanks, 5x5. I'm going to turn off the thing. Thanks for being here tonight. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Gone.
You didn't get to say goodbye. Sorry. You don't get to say goodbye.
Now they think I hate them. All two of them.
Both of them. Both of them, please. There's actually one non-us person who submitted titles. Title submissions are Rated L for Log,
mm-hmm.
Two Sides of Aging Meat, Two Sides of Aging Beef Punching Each Other,
mm-hmm.
Purely Michael Caine, Kazoo Parade, Slide Porn and Train Rides, and Why Does Hollywood Hate the Things I Love?
Mm.
I may come up with my own title.
Yeah, I think you may.
It's funny. There's during that Kazoo Parade, there actually is a guy early in the scene who's just there without a shirt watching the parade.
Yep.
Because why not?
One does.
But it does sort of downplay when Jack walks out completely
totally,
naked.
Totally naked.
And the old lady next door, obviously. Yeah, she spills milk.
Well, I mean, she thinks it's offensive that there's a bed and
breakfast
next to her.
We're done with the metaphor at this point, though, I hope.
Yeah. She's offended there's a bed and breakfast next door, let alone a naked man. That's outrageous.
Done and done.
Good job, Phil. Good job.
Yay, thanks. Yay. Thanks, buddy.
You all right, Phil Michael. I think the reason that people didn't show up for the live stream is that somebody abbreviated Old Movie Club to OMC, and they assumed that we would be discussing the 90s song How Bizarre.
That was probably it.
We could probably do an hour on that.
I apologize for this wasn't what this was about? Oh well.
I
how bizarre?
You know, I like
how bizarre.
I like the limited cast members here. I think that's
yeah. You get too many people, and it's just everybody's talking over each other.
Yep, gonna be an easier editing job for you.
There was slightly less angry swearing than I was expecting out of you this episode, Phil.
Yeah,
well,
but still,
there was some.
There was still some swearing. Yes,
I appreciated that.
Yep. Am I not supposed to swear?
Apparently not.
Oh well. Fuck me.
I just take it out. Yeah, that's fine. Most of the bleeps come from the Schmeiser Michaels household. That's all I'll say.
I would, Phil, but I fear the kazoo parade that would surely ensue.
Yeah, we don't want to turn this thing into a kazoo parade, okay? No. That should be a thing. That should be a metaphor for something.
Like kazoo,
commonly
used through the tunnel kazoo parade.
Stooping the landlady isn't good enough for you?
No.
A bunch of children from North England marching, playing kazoos.
By the way, that scene that opens with them laying naked in bed under the "What Would Jesus Say" sign did actually cause a spit take while I was watching.
Oh, that's another, again, really funny movie.
And then had there been any beer left in my mouth at that time, the kazoo parade would have inspired a second one, but it was already gone. It was too late. And they're like marching through a war zone or something. There's bits of asphalt.
It's called Newcastle
up.
Is what it's called.
The brown ale was already there, though. There was a Newcastle brown ale sign in the pub of the living dead that he goes to.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see they're still rocking that. In fact, I should have prepared myself with a little Newcastle tonight.
I drank about 8 fingers of bourbon during this
month. So. Nice.
I had a Guinness. That's what I had. Which is not from England.
That's Irish. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work.
I know it doesn't.
Robert Shaw any Irish or something?
Yeah, he's Irish. Yeah.
There you go. You're good.
Raising it for Robert Shaw.
It's legit.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Get Carter.